Correct.
Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis.
What? Right, they thought they're going to be able to go to, they're going to be able to go travel to 4,000 Amos. They can walk 2,000 Amos, but in order to get to the other location, they need to make an Eruv Techumen. And they did, they put down Eruv Techumen, so they can now travel 4,000 Amos. And they thought by mistake that by making this Eruv Techumen, they can carry the Peros that belong to the other person to bring them to him. That's a mistake, because the law is that a person's Peros are kind of Shvisa, with their Shvisa is based upon where the person is. And since he's 4,000 Amos away, so basically the Peros are out of the Tchum, the Peros are not allowed to move. You're not allowed to move those Peros, because those Peros are kind of the same Shvisa with the person who owns them. And the person who owns them is 4,000 Amos away from his Peros. So his Peros are outside of it, and he did not make an Erev Tchumen. He did not make...
Why isn't
it Zachin? They don't own
them.
They do him a favor. You can't say that. The property, he owns the Peros. That's not Hefker. He... Zochin.
They're mezaki him by making his parents available to him.
How are they mezaki him?
By making an heir of 2,000 amos towards him.
They didn't make an heir for him. They made an heir for themselves.
No, it says.
That's what it says over here. They made an heir for themselves.
Misha Hayu. The people of the town placed an heir from him in order to bring some of his produce to him.
The purpose of making that's a mistake. The people who made the heir of Tuchum, they made the heir of him that they themselves can travel 4,000 amos. Misha Hayu Peros the Beir Acheres. The Erev Bnei Oisachir Lohavi Etzloi Mi Peirosav. So they made their own Erev so they can travel 4,000. No, not for him, for themselves. No, look at Rashi. Lo Yavi Vayit. Let's go right. The halacha is Lo Yavi Oloi. They may not bring him the Peros. Why not Rashi? Mi Peirosav Hoyel Vilchu Lo Erev Lashav. The person who owns the Peros did not make
an error, but they made an error for him.
No, they did not. No,
you
no, no.
You read.
No.
You just read it in the Masif, whatever you call it.
No.
I didn't think he would come to the shir. He told me why not come to the shir. Went to the restaurant. Went out with his wife. Rav Shlaima, I didn't know you would attend the shir. I thought you weren't going to come.
I didn't think I would make it home in time.
See, I spoke to him. He probably had a nice meal with his wife. He went out.
But I made an Eruv, 2,000 Amos from that restaurant, till Young Israel of Midwood, Spink, I was able with an Eruv to listen to him.
Look at the Rashi, let's see what it says over in the Masifta. The Masifta says,
Rashi doesn't mention what they did, their thoughts.
I'm going to read you the Masifta. The Masifta of Yisrael, Mishra Yilopedos, and B'nim Sam Yer Acheris, V'roi Tzalach, Lam B'yomta, V'chu Loi Eruv Lo Yisrael Yer, V'Eruvu Anoshim B'nei Yisrael Yer, Kidei, Lavoi, it says Beferish in the Masifta, Kidei, they made an Eruv, Lavoi, Le'ir Shebo Bala Peris. They made an Eruv for themselves. It's Beferish in the Masifta. The Eruv that the people of that city made was not for the Peris.
So you're telling me, had they made an Eruv for him, it would be a different rule?
Possibly. I don't know what the halacha is, but possibly, yes. Possibly. How are they going to find out? I guess someone else will go tell them.
What's the difference?
They'll make a telephone call. They'll call him up, whatever, and they'll send the guy.
Like that, if your Eruv is in place, you'll let him make a telephone call, John.
They'll somehow, they'll get the message. They'll get the message.
You see, in the arch wall, it says that the people of that town placed an Eruv Tchumen in order to bring some of his produce to him.
Right.
That's how they
tied
it.
So that they tied it the same way I tied it.
Which stuff?
They made Daf Lamed Tes Lamed
Beis. They're doing it for him. They're bringing his
produce to him. No, ridiculous. Stop saying that. It's not true.
That's what it says here.
No, that's not what it says there. You know, you read convoluted.
In order to bring some of his produce to him.
So they made an Eruv Tchum. What does that mean? They made their own Eruv Tchum, their own, for themselves, so they can walk. So they can walk, and when they're going to walk, they're going to pick up the food, they're going to carry the food with them. They can walk 4,000 amos. They're going
to
pick.
That's in order to bring some of his produce.
In order to bring. How are they ordered to bring? Let me read this over here. Misha Peros, B'nim Sabi Yerachereth, V'roiz Elachal B'yom Toiv, V'hu Lo Erev, Lo Yisro Yer, that fellow who owns the Namek and Erev, the Erev, who Anoshim, and the other people, B'nei Oisroch Yer, Kidei, so that, Lavoi Lo Yer, they can go. It says, B'ferish in the Masifta, the people in the other city.
But that's not what Archbal says.
No, Archbal says the same thing, you're just not reading it right. It's the same idea.
Okay, let's see what the Gemara says.
So what is the Mishnah? The Halach over here is, they're not allowed to travel. Rabbi Shaul Zev, you understand? What?
What's the mission talking about?
The case is going where you have two people. You have a person who lives in city A.
Yeah.
And he owns fruit in city B. And city B is 4,000 amos away.
Yeah.
So is he allowed to go get the fruit? He's allowed to retrieve the fruit? No, you're only allowed to go on Shabbos 2,000 amos.
Right, so we're talking about a lucky shayla regarding pertaining to the laws of Shabbos?
But really Yom Tov, because your Shabbos anyway can carry.
Correct.
So to like Yom Tov.
More than 2,000 amos.
You're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov more than 2,000 amos. Carry. You're allowed to carry, yes.
Yeah.
Yom Tov you're allowed to carry, but you're not allowed to go outside the Tchum. The laws of the Tchum are equal to Yom Tov like Shabbos.
You can't go more than 2,000 amos on Yom Tov?
Correct.
What's the reason?
Tchum Shabbos. Shabbos.
And that's applicable for Yom Tov as well?
Yes.
Ain bein
Shabbos.
Oh.
It's a given.
So Mishai Peres Miracheres Marvin Night Oisuir. They made an Erev. That's from
the
Peres.
So the people in the other city want to Matova. The people in city B want to do fellow A a Tova.
Correct.
So the people in city B made their own Erev of Tchumen. What does their own Erev of Tchumen accomplish? It lets them travel 4,000 hours.
Correct.
So what do they now? They think they make a mistake in their minds. We can travel 4,000 amos, so we'll pick up the payrolls that belong to Mr. Reuven in City A. We'll pick them up and we'll bring them to Reuven, because he can't come to us. He can't come to us, but we can come to him. So we will take his payrolls.
City B. City A wants to bring. He wants to bring produce to City B.
No. Let's go to say City A is where Reuven lives.
Me.
Reuven, who lives in City A, owns payrolls that happen to be resting in City B.
Oh,
and now they realize, the people in CB realize that Reuven, who's in City A, has no way of getting his Paris on Yom Tov.
Correct.
Because Reuven is not allowed to travel more than 2,000 hours.
Correct.
Because Reuven did not make an Eruv Tuchumen. So the people in City B make their own Eruv Tuchumen, which allows the people in City B to travel to City A. And they say, you know what, we're going to be nice people. We're going to pick up the Paris and we're going to bring the Paris to City A.
Correct.
So that's awesome. Also, that is categorically forbidden. That's a violation.
If they did it already, what happens to the payrolls?
If they did it already, then I don't know what the halacha is. I don't know the halacha. You have to go ask a paisek hadar. Rabbi Shaul Zev Lobel paskin the halacha for you. Vaita. So what a loch. It is forbidden. Why not?
Even with an Arab, why
is it also lo yaviu lo?
But if he made an Arab,
hoil says. Look at the words of Rashi Shlomi. Lo yaviu lo hoil v'hu lo erev l'sham.
What's that? Even for right, by the he lo erev l'sham to hakel kareg habalim.
Where are you reading from?
Rashi said.
Rashi lo, the first, on the second Rashi lo yaviu lo, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, the very very bottom.
Yeah, lo yaviu lo.
Mi peiro yisaf. That the people in
city B. He can't go to city B to bring his payrolls.
No, people in city B cannot bring to city A.
Hoil
since v'hu, the person in city A.
Yeah.
Hoil since who, the person in city A, loy erav l'sham. He did not make his own independent eruv tuchumen. They are called.
Did you make that eruv tuchumen from where? From
city A to city B. So therefore, the pair of dog called.
Why can't they make an eruv from city B?
Because
to city
their
A?
Eruv.
Yeah, but they're not on his fruit.
Their eruv only allows them to walk. Their eruv does not allow them to take somebody else's fruit to city A. So the fruit is out of the tchum. Therefore, lo, the fruit. Where is the fruit? Kainishvisa. The fruit is Kainishvisa in city A. Right now, where is the fruit in city B? So therefore, the fruit cannot move more than Dalet Amos. If a person on Shabbos, he travels outside the Tchum, what does he do? Let's say you walk off a spatzir. Let's say you're in the forest, far from the city. You can't go outside the city more than that. Okay, you want to cut me on the technicalities.
What do you mean? Once you're out of 2,000 amas, you can only walk down with amas outside 2,000 amas?
Correct. You're stuck to the whole Shabbos. You're stuck in this boydudus.
But my nafkim, you're able to walk another dalad amas after you.
But you can't go home. If you're living in a beautiful city, and then you let's go for a spatzir, and you walk.
But can I ask you something? My nafkimina, after 2,000 amas, he can't go any further. But you can only go dalad amas after 2,000 amas ends. You can go dalad amas.
You can't go back. You can't go back.
Can't go back.
Here, let's say I'm cutting the streets over here. Yeah. My 2,000 amos ends over here. Yeah. I go for a walk, and I don't realize where I'm walking. All
by the way,
2,000
amos is only when there's no, it's not popular, there's no houses.
Fine, there are no houses. That's the
is
case. There are no houses. Yes, there are no houses. I go for a walk in the forest, and all of a sudden I
that
wake up.
2,000 amos outside the city then.
Outside the city.
Yeah.
And now yes. I find my tchum ends over here.
Yeah.
I now just wake up. I'm standing over here.
What
I'm over
he
here.
He's not allowed to.
I'm not allowed. I made a mistake. I ended up over
he
here.
He says he's not allowed to come back.
You're not allowed to. Don't. Where have you been? Yes. You learned Shasrei three times. If you go past the tchum, if I find myself over here, what do I do? What do I do?
You have to stay there.
Stay there. I can walk Dalai Lama's, but I can't go. I can go a little. I can let you spread your legs. They let you spread your legs, but
you
can't
go Dalai Lama's from each way, from one.
Each
four
well,
sides.
Some say you only go 2 amos each way.
You
you're in the middle.
If you stay within Dalai Lama's, you weren't over the tchum.
You were over the tchum.
You were over.
So, Masha, are you high now? What about going back home? Can I go back home? It's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm gonna miss the Daf Yomi Shir in Spink.
So how many feet does he? Once he travels 5 amos, the other way is over again.
You're stuck. You can't go. You get it. You're stuck.
If he goes 5 amos back, he's already like.
If you're able to get back into the tchum, then you can go back home. But if you're not able, let's say you go more than 5 amos outside the tchum lecholadeus.
Some why say 5 amos? What about 2 amos after?
Because some say it comes to 2 amos, so you can still go back 2 amos. You always get down amos.
What's the minimum? You can't go back.
You can't wherever you find yourself, basically.
What's the minimum?
Basically. Wherever you find yourself, draw a box around yourself 4x4. That means you can go back 2 amos. So once you go outside the tchum, drop more than 2 amos, you're finished. Finished, you're stuck there.
But let's say if you haven't gone to amos, you're right at the border of 2,000 amos.
So what you do
good.
Is you make believe, you're look, there are people that do worse things. People that eat Parmesan, what are the cheese that's not even Chol of Yisrael. By the way, Parmesan. Cheese, by the way, you know as a heter because even those that are making Chol of Yisrael, cheese they make along. It's a sniff because you can't make cheese from Chazer. There's no Gezerah. In all the yeshivas, they have cheese from the FDA.
I forgot the answer that they gave me. There is a way. You remix it, ran it from a cow. And
there was no gezer in Shulchan Aruch of cheese of Chol of Stam.
So why?
Until now, Machmed, in all of the yeshivas until recent times, they always had in yeshiva katana and all the yeshivish places.
Same thing with butter also.
They had butter and they had cheese from the government, free. They had in the yeshiva. There's no halacha in Shulchan Aruch to be Machmed. Only you knew. Weiter. Nee. You come over here. You come to the UTC over here on the table.
It's like we have Arafu, if he made an Arafu, how can he make an Arafu in that city in order to bring back
if he made Arafu Yom Tov, Arafu Yom Tov made him Arafu, let's say...
You made from where he lived, from city A.
He made an Arafu, so then what is the law?
He made an Arafu 2000...
Vim Arafu, Peroisav Kamahu, the Peros are like him, Umutu Lahaviyam. That is a tremendous chiddush. Why is it? Because Mutlavim, I'm sorry, it's Pasha, you can read it. It's not a Chiddush. Because if he made it, he can travel there.
Why does it have to say that? It's Pasha.
It's Pasha. In Erevhu, Mutlavim, Onavhu, Peros,
of course.
It's too simplistic.
It sounds like if he made the Erev, they are allowed to bring the Peros there.
That's also Pasha. Why not?
It's not so Pasha.
Why is it not so Pasha? If they made.
He's allowed to use the Erev.
What?
Them.
If they also made an Erev, they made an Erev, and he made
but
an Erev.
Take his fruit.
They're allowed to walk.
An Erev Shabbos didn't make an Erev to take his fruit. And then they find out that he made an Erev. Are they allowed to take the fruit with them?
If he made an Erev, then the fruit is allowed to travel 4,000 amos. If they made an Erev, they can travel 4,000 amos. So what's to have him? Of course it's mutter. Why in the world would
you
say
that? They make an Erev, they could bring it back.
The Mishnah says.
No.
The last lines
look,
of the Mishnah.
Look what it says here.
The
Arafu.
Read the Mishnah.
I'm saying the Mishnah. Hey, answer for Eretz. They can't bring it to him.
That's where there was no Erev. Next, go weiter.
Again, Mishai Peres Mir Avcheres, but Arayvu Bnei Yisui, and they made an Erev.
That's City B. City B made an Erev. The Peres.
And Lehavi in order.
Lohavi Esel to bring from City B to City A.
Nay.
Be yourself lo yavu lo. Because the person who lives in City A never made an Erev. That's the first case.
You just good. So if they make an error, it's worthless. They can't. They
right.
Can't
they can't go weiter.
They could
go weiter. Read the next lord.
He made an error.
V'im on
in his city.
When A made an Erev in his city. So can A now travel to city
yes.
B? Yes. And the people in city B, do they also make an Erev to go to city A? Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So then Vim Arav, if he also made an Erev, who? Peiros of Kamo. Then the Peiros
so
can
the
work.
Yeah,
I don't know what the Chiddush is.
Next.
Weiter.
Let's try to finish this vlad. Because my kugel is getting, it's getting cold.
Mi Shazimain Etzlai Arachim. Let's say you invite a guest.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to ask any more questions. I want you to finish the whole daf, the whole block.
Let's see, Yisrael.
I'm going to prove to you.
Me, Shazimin, Etzloy, you're going to bore me to death if you don't ask any questions. No, I'm not Makabal. You can ask questions.
Nee.
Me, Shazimin, ask the right question.
Nee.
Me, Shazimin, Etzloy, a person who invited a guest. Lo, Yolichu, Biyodam, a person invited a guest. Rashi, Mi'erachash, Nilisid, Viyavahu, Etzloy, Ali, the Erev. A person invited a guest. Yeah, and what happened? And they're going to come to him with those guests are going
outside of 2,000
amos, so and they're going to come right.
Able to come to
him. They may not bring with them
home with the leftovers.
Oh, so it means the leftovers. The leftovers. They're not allowed to go take home the why because the leftovers belong to me and I did not make an Erev, so therefore they're my leftovers and my leftovers are not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos and they're going 4,000 amos. Fine. El im kein unless before Yom Tov begins, I make a kinyan. I call in someone to the house and they pick up something to be mezake all the leftovers that will be for them, so that when the meal is over, they can take back all the leftovers. Ella im kein zochalochem monosehem me erev Yom Tov. If I go and I make a kinyan, I mezake my food to them, so therefore the food belongs to them. Good. This is the big shy. No, when you invite someone to a Pesach Seder, do you have to give them the matzah? The matzah is in lochem. Just like the esrog has to be lochem. If you invite a guest to your Pesach Seder, the matzah, they have to own the matzah in order to be yoytzeh the mitzvah achilas matzah. So there are some people have a minhag that the mezakeh the matzah. Yeah, the mezakeh the matzah to the guests.
You can eat a borrowed matzah if it gives you
borrowed matzah. So the assumption is that by you eating at the table and me giving you food, when you chew the matzah, it becomes yours. I'm giving it to you. But who says an esrog? We're very makbid. The first day of Sukkot, you have to give the esrog matana lochem. There's a din of tesvav. The matzah has to be your matzah. A din of lochem on the matzah. So if you're a guest at someone's house, did they give you the matzah? Who says they gave you the matzah? When does the matzah become yours? When you already chewed it? When it's already no longer a tzur of matzah?
The leftovers, I don't understand. They can't go back to the city with the leftovers. There's an Erev there.
Who owns the leftovers? It's 4,000 amos.
The Balabos.
The Balabos owns the leftovers. Yeah. You go to a simcha, a doggy bag. You go to I went along to an engagement party, and the Balabos says, take home some food with you. Take home some of the leftovers. Take home something. So, they get like a bris. Go to a bris. Bagels and lox. So you have a bagels, they have silver foil, aluminum foil, and they have bags. Yeah. So let's say it was Shabbos bris. It was a Shabbos bris. And your guests traveled 2,000...
A Yom Tov bris.
And your guests traveled, it was 4,000 amos away from where the bris was. So how were they able to come to you for the bris, for Yom Tov? How were they able to come to the bris? Eruvei Tuchumen. Now the bris is over. You put on the table paper bags and aluminum foil. Take some leftover bagels and lox. Take home with you. You can't, because the bagels and lox I own, and I did not make an Erev, so when my property could only travel 2,000 amos. The guests have come 4,000 amos. Unless, before the bris begins, I pick up the bagels and I say, I'm being mezakeh, that these bagels should be the property of all of the guests that are coming from 4,000 amos away. So it's their property. If it's their property, it's kind of their shvisa.
With my prayer read, even though they haven't yet arrived.
And he's the Balabas himself. Cannot take it
the other direction. That will prevent the Balabas from going in the other direction because now the bagels and lox belong to those people. Elimkin Zalem and Asim Meir. See, Mamish, in the Gemara, Mamish a bris. Unbelievable.
Itmar,
a beitza, because a beitza, that's how it comes about, right? Itmar, Hamafkid Peros Eitzel Chaveroi, a person is like, you deposit. You make a deposit of Peros Eitzel Chaveroi. You're the owner. I'm the Balabas, and he's the Shoimer. The Nifgad is a guardian. Right? So who? Which visa does the Paris get? My visa.
A mafkin means what?
A mafkin means to deposit. Mm-hmm. This is means the mafkin always means I am the balabas. Mm-hmm. I own this. You, Rabbi Shol Zev Shlita, please watch it for me. I'm the mafkid, you're the nifkat. You're guarding it. Who owns this object?
You.
And who's the guardian? You. Who, when Shabbos comes, with the Shvitza, it's kind of which Shvitza? My Shvitza, your Shvitza. My Shvitza. Wherever I am, that's where it can go. Mm-hmm. So Itmar, Hamafkid, Pedro says, Rav says, Karak, Misha, Hifki, Doiloi. So Rav says, not like we just said. Rav says, Karak, Misha, me. In this case, me. I'm the owner. You're the guardian. It gets the Shvitza of the owner. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says Nishta Zoy.
Just the opposite.
I didn't say. In the last half of the Masechta, I still make mistakes. Always mistakes from the whole beginning to the end.
The Shvisa is the one who's watching.
Keragli means Shehifki Loi means the guardian. You. Shmuel says Keragli Hamafkid. Shmuel says what I said. Is the Mafkid is the giver, is the owner. Lema. So it turns out, now wait a minute, it's a machlek in the Mishnah. The machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel is saying what it says in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah fakert. The Mishnah said, Klar dibudim. The Mishnah said, like with Shita, like Shita of Shmuel. Lema.
Wait, where do you see that in the Mishnah?
That's the whole Mishnah. Where have you been? I can't believe we're talking to people over here.
What are you talking about?
The Mishnah is not Abba Begotten. It's a Zil Bazach. We're talking about the
First of all, where do you see that the Gemara is talking about our Mishnah?
Payrois. Shmuel Kiragli, Kiragli with this expression, Kiragli mi shifkidu lo yva is.
Lema, Rav Shmuel
does the
Latamayu. Go ahead.
Lema, Rav Shmuel does the Latamayu. That was in the Mishnah. Hichnis
b'rishus.
Fine. Hichnis b'rishus balachot zechayra. This story is gnevi gzela. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says. Rashi, where is the Rashi over here?
First Rashi. Mi
shazimin etzla erchum zilveri. Mi erchum zilveri. Chaz the Rashi. Mi erchum zilveri. V'yavo etzla al yidei Erev. Lo yoli lo yoli cholach asudim manus v'yadim la alavesim lusud lusud al laila.
Right.
Elim kain zochel ma yidei acher. Fine. Menosem unless you make it a kinyan.
What is Rashi saying?
Yidei acher. Make a kinyan. Menosem that you make a kinyan. You have to have someone else. You just can't do it by yourself. When you mezake property to a third party, you need someone else. You can't do it by yourself.
You need a second party.
Yes. If I want to give it to Shloimi, I own this. I want to give it to Shloimi. So I say, Rabbi Shol Zev. Pick it up on behalf of Shloimi. I can stand here the whole day. I want to give this to Shloimi. I want to give the Shloimi. Guess what? It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You can scream the whole day. I want to give the Shloimi.
Why can't you give it directly to Shloimi?
Because he's on the screen. He's not in here. He's, not
no,
his
no,
own, he's only virtual. Really? He's virtual.
What are you saying now?
I'm trying to give you this tissue box. I'm just trying to.
It's
why?
Like
what chav lacherim? What are you talking about, chav
lacherim? What's your case?
I own this tissue box, make believe. Yes. And I want to give it to you. I want you to become the legal owner of this tissue box. Tell me in halacha, how do I do that? Right now in halacha. How do I do that? How? Give it to you? Here, take it. You're not here. You're on a screen. How do I do it? So I make a declaration.
Okay.
I make a declaration. It doesn't work. I can make all the declarations I want.
So the Archim not here yet. It's Erev Yom Tov.
So the only way
somebody.
Is I give it to Mishol Zev. Mishol Zev, you pick it up. I'm making a declaration. You pick it up on his behalf.
Same thing, Archim.
Pick it up.
Also,
he picks it up.
Same
now
thing,
you own
same
it.
Same thing is also Erev Yom Tov. Right. They're not here yet.
Why does he have to pick it up?
That's the halacha. You need an Ayde Acher. You need someone else. You need a third party for you to be koinet. He has to pick it up in order for you to be koinet. By chasna, Kabbalah's Kenyan. Kabbalah's Kenyan. Why do you have to go do? Why do you have to have a rav to do the Kenyan of the Ksuba with you? Because you need an Acher in order to be mezake the Isha and all of that she should receive all of the benefits that are written in the Ksuba. The Ksuba is a one-way document. The husband, he obligates himself in giving clothing, zaynos, oina, kovod, money, all good zachen. Where's the kala? How is the kala getting it? How is the kala getting it? There's an acher. There's a mesade kedushin, and he is the mezake. You need another person. I the acher.
Okay.
Shlomo, you know
what?
Do you know where your ksuba is? Do you know where your ksuba is?
What?
You know where your ksuba is?
Okay, let's.
I don't know.
You're right. It is her job. That's right. Should hang it up on the wall. When you get married, you should hang up on the wall.
Because if it gets large, you can't live together.
You're not going to know where it is. All these people tell you, oh, what are you doing, Mr. Gass? It's a gewaltige Sache. At least you know where it is.
Yeah, okay.
Weiter. Idmar. The sound of the Mishnah. This is a Naya Din. This is a Naya Sugi. The Rashi. Rashi over here says. So we didn't finish. We didn't finish the Rashi of the Mishnah yet. Rashi of the Mishnah says, "When Osei Ma'ay Me'erv Yamdiv Shem Misores Malabai Zel Adam Acher." He's Misores, means he gives it over to a third party. B'Meshicha V'Amar Loi Zchei B'Manes Halal L'Ploini L'Ploini. I want you to pick up this food on behalf of someone else. The Zachin Loi LaAdam Shlebefana V'Hayu Shalachem Ibadayim Leilech Kiraglem. Therefore, they come to the Bris. And they have leftovers, they can then take back the bagels, the lox, the cream cheese, the orange juice back home to their home in the 4,000 amos away. Yeah. Now we come to the Gemara. In Michlis Bereshus, Shar, an axe, Vikar Doi Vikad Roisov. What's that? Kad Roisov. Shoiroi Vikad Roisov.
Kad Roisov doesn't come from the Kedera.
A pats. Pats and pans. Uki De Roisov. That's how you pronounce it. Uke de roisof and his pats upe roisof fruit. Now let's say these objects are the source of injury. Let's say the axe goes loose and gores someone. Yeah, benizokin v'reish the hachmas tisim bevakamo the chi amar leiv oil the entire kamar lei. He says to him, enter. The chi amar leiv oil. You go and you ask a person, can you please guard, can you please hold on to this? I have over here, here's the dilemma. If I have a dangerous object, and I say, can you do me a favor, please, can you please watch it? I say to Rabbi Shaul Zev, are you listening, Shlomi Rabinowitz?
Yes.
I have an object that's dangerous. This is dangerous, dangerous. And I say, Rabbi Shaul Zev, please, can you watch it? So Rabbi Shaul Zev, what is he thinking in his mind? What is he thinking? You want me to watch this? What's in it for me? Not only is nothing in it for me, you know what? This is dangerous. This is going to hurt somebody. This thing that I'm going to go watch now is
again. It itself will get hurt, and I'm responsible.
That's one problem. Fine. That in Hanam, it will get damaged. It'll break. One of your kids is going to come around and smash it. Yirtz Hashem. Or this thing will go out into the street and it'll get lost. So it shows this. What do I want this for? I don't want it. Leave me alone. So you're hesitant. Vaccine hesitancy. Mm-hmm. Hesitant. And then you say, all right, you know what? Bring it in. Oil. Now here's the dilemma. When you said oil, here's the question. What did you mean to say? Did you mean to say, listen, I'll keep it in my house, but I do not accept any responsibility?
Uh-huh.
Or when you said oil, enter, your kavana was, I accept it and I take full responsibility. That's the dilemma. Asher machinam.
Right.
A yid is a good person. You're a good person. You give the shurfi back for me. Yeah. Would I give it for you? Probably not. But you would give it for me. You're much better than me. So when I go and I say to you, will you please take this into your house?
Yeah.
If you say the word oil, your intent is chazal yori l'sif imkay shel davar. Your kavan is you will accept it and you will accept responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the words of Rashi. Dechi amar lei oil. When you, Rabbi Shaul Zev, said yes, I'll bring it in, you know what you really mean to say? Oil, enter the entire, and I will guard it.
Yeah.
Got it?
The Shoiru Kedrois for Rice, yeah.
You're going to guard it. Vaita, now, so what is the halacha? So it's
like
it's
Rebbe and the Tanakhana Rebbe.
So let's go back to the Gemara over here. Now, this is the halacha, the machlag is by Shvitz, by Hilchas Shabbos. Now we want to go say it's totally zebizeh. We want to match this up. Pile ployment to the Gemara even to make such a suggestion. To match up the laws of Shabbos or Chaim with the laws of Chesha Mishpat. You know, if not for this Gemara, you wouldn't believe. This is mamish, my favorite daf in the whole Shas. Because the Gemara over here is in the Havamin is trying to match up cross greater than the Atlantic and the Pacific together. To cross between Or Chaim and Chesha Mishpat.
Yeah.
Do you remember a whole Gemara in the whole Shas that does such a thing like this over here? To try to match the Machlokes?
Lema
Rav Shmuel does not remember. The Imich in this Bereshus, Balachotze Chayiv. The Balachotze is Chayiv. The Balachotze takes full responsibility. So what do you want to go? What's the riot? Rabbi Oimer, Lo Oilam No Ein Achayv. Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi says just because Rabbi Shol Zed said oil, Rabbi Meli Oilam Ein Achayv Atshe Kabel Lo Balabayis Lishmar. Rabbi says that when Rabbi Shol Zev said I will accept it, oil, you never meant to say I accept responsibility. The only thing I'll do you a toiva, I'll keep it in my house, but no responsibility. The Amar Avchuna, and here comes the critical part of the Gemara. Remember Avchuna. Amar Rav. What does Rav say? Halacha kedivrei chachamim. Like the chachamim, you're a nice guy. Rabbi Shol Zev is a very good person. When he says oil, he means oil the entire. Like me, I'm not a nice guy. I wouldn't do anything for anyone. All, but I'm not going to watch it. So, Dave, what do you see over here? Lema. Now the Gemara wants the Firois. Firois is so you lema. Rav the Yomar, Rav the Yomar, Kerabon, and Shmuel the Yomar, Kerabi. Rav looks like Rabon. Rav over here, when a person puts Paris in his friend's rishos, whose tchum do the Paris get? Whose tchum? The tchum of the one that's guarding it. Just like Rav says that if you take Paris into your home, you become the balabais. You're fully responsible. It's the same logic. If you are guarding something, what does that mean? I take full responsibility. The same way you take full responsibility for Nezakin, it means it's your property and it gets your Shvisa. When Shabbos comes, how far can this travel? Your Shvisa. Shmuel says, no. Do you take responsibility? No. No, Mimela, the same way you think that's like you didn't know Shvitza. Murder Gemara. Yeah? You understand? Shlomi, you hear the Oymik HaDvarim over here? Shmuel says, Morvi is mamish crossing. This is a Gemara. It's a psychological Gemara to compare Hilchosh Mishpat, Chosh Mishpat, Hilchosh Shabbos. It's a whole different thing. And the Gemara is saying, no.
Rav,
no. I know, Diarmi, I feel already. No, you can't cross the bridge. Why? Ad kind of like Amar Rebbe Hassam El the Mistamo like Kabbalah Ibn Tirusa. That's actually the answer. Whoever gave you the right to connect the laws of Chosheh Mishpat and the laws of Shabbos? It's like family. Family, they're good for Kugel and Shalit, but when it comes to money, no. Shaduchim, forget about it. Hay luchod v'hay luchod. Shlomo, what are you doing? You plugging yourself into the wall? I feel the Shmuel Dumb Rebbe. I'm looking around. No, I feel the Rebbe. Ad can look at Rebbe Hassam. El the Mistama look at Balei Nitiruse. Aval Hacha Haki Balei Nitiruse. The Mistama look at Balei Nitiruse. You Mistama, you not make Amitiruse. Aval Hacha Haki Balei Nitiruse. You make Amitiruse. Let's see what a little more precisely what those words mean in the Rashi. Amal Kharaf. Ravia says, Bahacha no diamefil Rebbe, I hold like Rebbe. The Ilu Rebbe Loy Polygal Ella Bidloy Parish Ella Bidloy Parish and explain. Ella oil. Stoma Omar Lay. Resolve Rebbe oil the tinter at you watch a comale. I will mafki payos the hochalab of stomach skin ella bid the kibbul to say. The Gemara is saying the same thing we just said. The Gemara is saying different words. The Gemara is saying is that there You did not explain yourself. You didn't explain yourself. You just said oil. Just because you said the word oil, enter, doesn't mean that I'm going to watch it. But when in the case of our case of the payrois, I guess from the circumstances, when you're putting the payrois in someone's rishus, you were makabel to guard it. Now, even though the Gemara doesn't say that, it's a chiddush. The kisvayab and the kibbalay nitirusi. He's saying that's the case over here on the side of the Gemara Ois Beis. He's a different girsa. He's saying that we have to assume that in the case of Hilchas Yomtev, the case is going where the person actually said, "I accept responsibility." Now, if you notice, what the Gemara Raji is saying is not like what I said. Devarim shamarti. I'm not going to say it's a toss because we didn't finish the Gemara yet, and it could be the other Rishon that say like what I said. I told you the Gemara's answer was the chilik tzivishim between choshen mishpat. I know Chashamas. It's not what Rashi says. Das Balabayis, me, Hebach Midas Torah, from Rashi. Rashi just saying that we're missing some words in the Gemara, basically. The case of Hilchos Shabbos is going with the person who was accepted to guard the fruit, said, I accept responsibility for guarding the fruit. So in that case, he's a koin memela, he's responsible, he's koin a shvisa. In the case over here, the only thing that he said was the word oil. oil is not an acceptance.
Exactly.
But the Gemara is not going so far to say what I wanted. What Rashi is not saying, what I wanted to say is that you cannot compare the case between Chayshu Mishpat and the case of Shabbos. I was trying to say that that even where everything is equal, it's a fundamental concept. Rashi is not saying that.
Just the wording,
it's
what
just
he said.
What exactly he said. Exactly. Tremendous Chayshu. Look at the Rashi one more time. See, this is why you have to learn Rashi. Every word Rashi, because otherwise... Das Balabayis, Hebech Midas Torahs. Over and over again. This, every night you have this reminder. What are you holding? When you begin to think, when you think like Rashi, then you know you're in trouble. Amal Charaf, Bahach, Ano, the Amri, Afil, Rebbe. The Elu, Rebbe, Loi, Paulik, Ela, Bidloi, Perish. He didn't explain himself. He did not express himself. Ela, Ol, Stomach, Amalek. All he said was enter. So Ender doesn't mean I'm going
to
guard anything for you.
Perish means to talk about the one
perish,
who's
perish,
the, watching it.
To know, perish means to explain. He didn't express himself.
The one who's watching it.
The one who's watching it. Nachma. Da'ilu Rebbe Le Paul Le Perish. Parish. He did not explain. Ela Ol Stamo Amale. The Sova Rebbe. Rebbe holds. When you say the word oil, you know what it really means? Oil Kama means Vitintar At. You watch it. I will allow you to keep this property in my possession, but you have to guard it. Right. I'm not accepting responsibility. Kamarle Aval, but the case of Shabbos, Yomtif was going where Mafkid Peirois to Hocha Loibestamaskin. Look what Rashi says. Something shocking, shocking Rashi, because it's Ika Chosim and Asefer. Loibestamaskin. We're not going in a case where the guy puts the food in the person's house and he just says have a nice day, but Ella Bidikibel Linitirusa. The case is going where the guardian explicitly declared, I accept upon myself the full responsibility of this object.
Yeah.
Vait, Ushmuel, Ma back to Ushmuel, next Rashi. Ushmuel says, no, I know the army, Behal, I feel the Rabbanim. Arkel, like, come here, Rabbanim, Hasim, the Chami, Peri, Berushas, Palachatzer, Elinin, Shemira. The cave of the Sviule, the Mistama oil, into Lachamale. Kev Shimon, the Balashar Menach Nechele assumes the Moike Shari Birushusa, the Bal Chotzel, the Shamrak. That's what you do. If you, because that's the Stama. If I give you an axe, what else you can do with it? Think about it. You don't have to, according to Shmuel, you don't have to express yourself. You don't have to,
he says he's going to watch it.
If I give you something, it is assumed that you are going to take care of it.
Why is saying kolshk in the Baal HaShar?
What?
Even the kolshk in the Baal HaShar. He's talking about a shark.
The cave of the Sriulei, the Mistamo, the Mistamo, cave of the Sriulei, the Mistamo, Olv into Allah Kamar, Shmuel's of the opinion. That if I give you an axe to guard and you say the word oil, what does that mean in the context of the veil? If there were cameras taking pictures of this, an axe, the very nature of an axe is a danger. Right? Is an axe a danger? Axe is a dangerous creature. If I ask you, can you do me a favor? Can I put it in your house? Can I put my axe in your house? And you say yes. What does that mean? To the average person, to the observer. What does it mean to the observer? It means I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I accept responsibility, because what else am I asking you? What, I'm asking you to let it run around in your house? Of course I'm asking you to guard it. But kol sh- or the mistama ol v'into loch kamarleh, kol shukein debal ha-shar mein kol sh- the kamarleh, kol shah. What's the Chofshin stand for?
You said Kolshkin, that didn't make sense.
I know that makes sense. The cave on the this fuel laid the mistama cave this fuel the mistama oil into our until our kamale. Kol shaken the bal hashar meinach nechale the moke shari birushusoi the bal chotzel the shamroi. Kol shah the bal hashar meinach nechale the moke shari birushusoi the bal chot. Okay, I don't know what it means exactly, but what it means over here is that you mean you're going to guard it. The mazik ha'yishar lebal chotzer. If this axe guard damages the bal chotzer, lo mechayev le. Avol hocha le'inyin techumen mi nichalei le'inish. Does a person really want to watch it? When you give an axe to a person to guard, it is self-understood you're going to guard it from damages. Kol shekein debal hashar meinach nechalei the mokmei shari birushusai debal chotzer l'shoimrei the mazik hayshar. If this shall damage the bal chotzer, lemchayvalei Okay, what he's saying is clear, at least is he's saying, let's say, avachalim to come in, mi nichle leinish, let's go back to the Gemara's head, the Gemara fears through. Vaita, the Rav Shmuel Halacha, Rav Shmuel Shmuel Halacha, Rav Kerry Lamer, the Rav Shmuel Shmuel Halacha, Rav Halacha, Rav Halacha, Rav Halacha, Rav. Ano di amre afilu le Rebbe, at kan loy kama Rebbe chasam el demistam loy kibu leyen di terusa, av locha ha kabu leyen di terusa. Ushmo lo mishmo sa, ano di amre afilu rabon, at kan loy kama rabon chasam el da denicha neilil inish le denekam tutari birushusay, the Baal Chotze. A person wants to put his axe in the Rishus of his Dabal Chatzar, the Imazik Lim Chayiv. That's what I'm doing. The reason why I'm giving you an axe to guard it. Does a person want to go put his fruit in the Rishus of his Chaver? In other words, I get nothing out of it. It's an emerging Svara. A person's always looking out for his best interests. A whole new Svara. When it comes to food, does food have the nature of damaging other property?
No.
So do I want you to have my food? Do I want you to have my food? Of course not. So therefore the food always follows my, it's always connected to me.
Yeah.
But we're dealing with an axe. An axe is a mazik. I'm looking desperately to release myself from responsibility. Food has no responsibility. Therefore it's an asset. Therefore, I want to connect myself to my asset as much as I possibly can. If I have a bottle of Coca-Cola, I want the Coca-Cola. So just because I'm putting in your reshus, I don't want you to give me a hard time. When I come, I want my Coca-Cola right away. Because it's not going to damage you. It's not going to damage you. So do I get any benefit from you taking over the animal, over the bottle of Coca-Cola?
Do I get
any benefit if you take possession of my Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
What benefit do I get?
Why did he leave it?
Because I have nowhere else to put it. I need.
You're deriving benefit. He's giving you storage.
I know. I'm deriving benefit of storage, but there's no liability to worry about.
Correct.
So therefore, whenever I want to be able to retrieve it as soon as possible.
Right.
But if I have an axe, it's valuable. It's worth a lot of money. But in the meantime, right now, this axe is a danger to society, and I'm responsible. My primary objective is to give away my responsibility. It's a lot of psychology going on over here. It's very deep, as far as Shmuel over here is saying.
Yeah.
But notice, no one said what I wanted to say. No.
So according to Shmuel, when he says so bring it in, I'm not taking responsibility.
According to Rav said that.
Oh, Rav said that.
Rav said that. Oh. Rav said, you bring it in, I don't want to take responsibility.
Sure?
But yeah, that was the pre that that was that.
Oh, you're right.
No, they're according to Rav. Take it back.
No.
Rav said it. Rav said very simple. The case.
Shmuel said I don't take responsibility.
Rav didn't say any svaras. Rav said it's just a matter of did you express yourself or did you not express yourself.
Right.
So the case of the act is going where you did not express yourself,
right.
And the case of the payroll is where you did express yourself.
Right.
It's a very balabatasha answer. We're changing the gear, so we're adding more. This case, you express yourself. This case, he did not express himself. Shmuel can't give that answer because that's not, he says the case by the axe. I'm trying to get rid of the responsibility. I want to get rid of the responsibility.
Right.
The case of the food, I don't want to get rid of the responsibility.
Right.
I want to be close to my food. The person is always korev eto. If you put food on a table,
I understand.
I once gave it that. We had Daf Yomi Shir. That was the end of the Daf Yomi Shir, Shloimi. Remember that young Israel? When they started with the food. When they started with the food, that was the end of the Shir. You cannot learn a Daf and put food on the table.
That's your favorite. Maybe we could learn the next mission and then finish the Gemara.
No, we have to go in order. Daf Yomi,
we're never going to finish.
So we're never going to finish. Since when did we ever finish?
Okay, next.
Vayita. Tomorrow's new Masechta.
Next.
Vayita. Vayita in the Gemara. Then Pedro Isaf Kimai who fracked the Ravi Amar, you can go tell over here, correctly me shift gidiets, like heck frack the Mars Kasha. What are you talking about? If you hold that has the status of me. Shift gidietzlai, ki orav who my have a kashon shmuel. This was what I wanted to ask you in the very beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara recorded this Mishnah. This the Mishnah going like Rav. He had the Kasha. The Mishnah says that if you taka make an Eruv, then the fruit has the status of you. But it's not so, according to the Shita of Shmuel. According to Shmuel, when you go and you give your mafkid peres etzel chaveroi, it gets the reshus of the nifkad, not the reshus of the mafkid. So just because you made an eruv, how is that going to help you? I gave you the answer before. I told you the answer was, well, both of them made an eruv. So Rav Huna Amri be'raf, going sheyichel like Karen Zavis. So what's answer number one? The answer is he was miyachin to Karen Zavis. What's the right? What's the answer, Rashi? Rashi, sheyichel like Karen Zavis, the ushle beise, he lent his house, Hilkach, b'reshus ha-mafkid hein. In this case, it's in the reshus of the mafkid. That's the answer. The case, in other words, there are two different types of cases. If I made an eruv, and I'm allowed to travel 4,000 amas, but I gave you the peros, it's not going to help me. According to Shmuel, if I give you the peros, it's yours. It's under your full responsibility, and therefore it's kind of your shvisa, not my shvisa. Only in one case. Only where the earth where the peros are resting is also your property. But if the surface area where the peros are resting are my property, then it goes bust to me. You do this by when you sell your chametz to a goy for Pesach. So you sell, what does the rabbi say? We're going to sell the chametz to the goy. What's it going to help? If you sell your chametz to a goy, you sell your chametz to where's the chametz? Where's the chametz resting? In your house. You're a Bal Yeroyah. Just because you sold the chametz to the goy, there is chemsoy shal akum is in the reshus of a Yisrael. Chemsoy shal akum is b'reshus Yisrael's machleitz in the Gemara. You're a Bal Yeroyah. It is not allowed to be seen to you chametz. That means even if you don't own the chametz, it's in your house. You rent the location where the chametz is resting. When you go to a rav, the rav says we're going to sell the chametz to the guy, and we're going to rent to the guy the makom where the chametz is resting. So therefore, it's not your chametz and it's not bal yeroy because it's not your reshus. The closet where you put the chametz is not yours. So therefore, it's not your chametz. You sold the chametz to a guy, and the makom is not your makom.
You rented the space for the guy.
You rent the space. Every mechiras chametz, my father say, by picking up this handkerchief, you hereby authorize me to be your agent in selling the chametz to your chametz to a guy and renting him the place upon which it rests. You gotta do both. Otherwise,
how do we paskin? How do you say it's machlekes?
We're machmir. That you're not allowed to hold the place. Al pi halacha, machmir. That's why you have to rent the space. You have to rent over bal you over this chashash. You over bal yeroy. If you have the gemara sugya, chemsoy shel akum birshus Yisrael.
What's this whole thing? I'm sorry, I didn't want to go over that. What's this whole thing that maybe there's still chametz? So you move out of the chametz, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you can see a kilitzki yafim. Good. But why is it you see that once it comes to the iser, it's not in your possession? You still loy by your ra. It's not in your possession. What do you mean it's not in your possession? So the guy is also not in your possession. The Torah took it out of your possession.
You do the best, you're right. You don't have a solution to that. If you go and you find on Yom Tov, you find a kilitzki yafim.
Nee.
You are mafkir it. Oh, but it's still in your possession. It's bal yeroy. Right.
Nee.
So I don't know the answer.
No, because the Torah took it out of your possession.
So what? But it's not you're not your own about Yimotze. No, I don't know. You're right. Yes, it's a very good question. But
so, why do you have to say the guy I'm renting? It's not.
You're
it's
keeping
not
it. In that case, you're not being mafkir the expense of chametz.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So in that case, okay, I want to sell it. You want to sell it, so what? But it's still in your possession. It becomes a chemsoy shel akum b'reshus Yisrael.
You know what's up, Pella? The transaction hasn't been finalized. He's only going to pay him afterwards if he wants to keep the chametz.
It doesn't matter. Who says you have to pay the money right away? We live in America. You pay later. Buy now, pay later. You make a kinyan. All kinyan is a halva. Zokvay love kimilve.
But a guy's not shy about kinyan.
Why not? A guy, that's how they do the chametz.
You never make a kinyan with a guy.
Of course make a kinyan with a guy.
What does he pick up?
He picks up a hanger. He makes the money is a loan. The money is zokvay love kimilve. He makes a kinyan. They make seven kinyanim. Kinyan agav, kinyan simtusa, kinyan chotzer, kinyan kesef, kinyan shtar.
You do that by the chametz?
Yes, seven kinyanim. My father, he did seven kinyanim with the guy. Seven kinyanim. And he probably gives to another rabbi. He doesn't do it. He gives to another. Oh, he does it himself, right?
He does it himself. He doesn't do this.
I'm sure he does. Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
I'm going to ask him.
No, don't ask. Don't make problems. Don't want for trouble. Vaitis. Shloimeh, so over here we're doing over here the Zelbazach. So over here you're going, you, the way that this is going to work in this case is you're giving the peros to the guy, to the other yid. You're being mafki the peros, but you're also retaining a portion of his courtyard for yourself.
Correct.
You're renting a chelik of his courtyard.
Yeah.
Oh, you're renting a chelik of the courtyard. In this case, everyone agrees that the nifkad is not going to be getting the kodesh of
Yisrael.
Because you're also retaining a chelik of the karaka.
Right.
This is mamish, just like it becomes mechiras chametz. You see, of beitza, chametz, and now we're coming tomorrow to Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Avloch mir khlo nish dog mir zum shutokh mir zum tana mir zum vi am gar gebir zum zum so mi arav ke ki arav who might have am rav huna am arav am arav huna am we be rav going to shikh le karen zavis murdik yeah gval the karen zavis a karen zavis ik ye side karen zavis fine toshma frek the kasha mi shizi minetz le ocham you invite guests lo ye lichu biyot manes elam kin zochel kham manes mer yamtef. Oh, same exact cash. Well, let's say the Amarta Kragli Mishivki the Etzla Kizoch Lamai the Arach Amai Havi. So what? Just because, remember our case of the bris, you have to give me a Shabbos bris.
Yeah.
I'm going now, I have a third party, they're going to be Zaka, the bagels and lox to the people who are going to come. So what? Where are the payers remaining on Shabbos? They're remaining in my Rishus.
Mm-hmm.
If they're remaining in my Rishus, so therefore they still get my Shvis, just because they become the owner of the payers, it's still in my Rishus, and according to Shmuel, it gets my Shvisa, not their Shvisa. Even if I transfer ownership of the payers to the people that are the guests that will be coming, Saif called Saif, it's still in my Rishus, and according to Shmuel, when it's in my Rishus, it gets my Shvisa, not the owner's Shvisa. My Havi. The same exact thing. When you're going to be Mazaka, you're not only giving Mazaka in the Paris, you're also giving the people a chilek in the karaka of your bias. You're such a good host. You're such a good host. You give the people that are coming, you give them a chilek in your property. No, he didn't say exactly those words. There's a little bit different. I didn't say it correctly. I said, you know, you're not mamish giving them. There's a lot of lomdas today's daf. You're not mamish giving them a chilek in the karaka. But since you went through the effort of being mezake ayde acher, a third party, that's a stronger type of.
Although there's no leftover. He hasn't started the suda yet. It's going to start tomorrow.
Everything belongs to them. So you give them everything. No brera, you give them everything. Else is yours. So now whatever they do, whatever they don't, they're going to take home. Since I was mezaka through a third party, that strengthens the toikif of the kinyan. You hear the vart?
How?
Because if I'm going through the effort of being mezaka to you, of giving it to you, and I do a third party, this exercise in a third party, ayde acher, strengthens their kinyan ad kedei kach that it gets their shvis and not my shvis. So lumbus. Very long.
Came
and she looked at the idea. We boys, another answer. Zoch shiny. Another answer is Zoch shiny. What does that mean? Zoch, I know that means Rashi. Zoch shiny. Shire call Atzmai loy osa ella loy tzio me bishvisasa loy lamida bishvisasa. You don't need Ayde Acher. You don't need Ayde Acher. Just the whole point is to get rid of it. That's the goal. The goal is I want it to be there so they can take it home. Tomorrow is a new year. You coming tomorrow? What? Oh. What happened with my boy? Let me ask. Give me the resume. Send me. I will show you. Thank you.